We live by faith, not by sight.
2 Corinthians 5:7.
Here's your host, Amy Ailes.
Hello, flyers. Ready for takeoff? You're listening to Fly By Faith, a podcast for teens. I'm your host, Amy Earls, and this is the podcast where I encourage you to fly by faith through stories, prayers, and Bible verses. To fly is to rise above our limited view and see through God's eyes. To fly is to be free. I am thrilled to have Tessa Emily Hall here with me today. Tessa is an author and speaker for teens and young women. I read Tessa's young adult novel, Purple Moon, which I believe Tessa wrote when she was 16. Am I right about that age?
Yes.
Great. Yeah. So 16 years old, she wrote this Purple Moon, and I read it in about one weekend, which I tend to be a slower reader, but it was difficult to put it down. It was so easy to read and delightful to get to know the characters. But what I loved about Purple Moon was the honesty of struggles that teens face, that they can face, and how God's the hero who helps them overcome those struggles. I recently found out from Tessa's Instagram that Purple Moon will be made into a movie, which is really exciting. Tessa, thanks so much for being here and welcome to Fly By Faith.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here and to be able to discuss all this with you. And yes, I'm so excited about the Purple Moon adaptation.
So tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, so I write young adult fiction, inspirational kind of fiction, and also nonfiction for teenagers. So devotionals and devotional journals. And I also am an actress in faith-based films, and I work in the publishing industry as well. And I am a huge coffee fanatic, which you kind of get a hint probably since you have read Purple Moon, mm-hmm. kind of included that or incorporated that into my main characters and her desire for coffee also. But yeah, I enjoy writing for teenagers, and I also enjoy having a speaking ministry and having the opportunity to speak to teenagers as well.
And I remember the descriptions of the coffee and the flavors, and I thought, oh, that sounds so amazing. I love it.
And whenever I wrote that book as a teenager, that's when I like loved a little bit of coffee with my sugar and with my cream. I've definitely prefer stronger coffee these days, but back then that was kind of like my dream coffee shop that I created for in the Purple Moon book. So that was a lot of fun.
I love it. So you do a lot of things. You wear a lot of hats and you have fun doing it. You're passionate about it. I want to ask you though, I want to zero in on writing itself. And why do you write?
Well, first of all, I just have grown up writing. I've grown up, you know, really just appreciating the escapism that comes with writing and just loving to be able to create characters and to go on adventures. But whenever I was a teenager, God really placed it on my heart to write Christian stories for teens specifically, especially because I just wasn't happy about, you know, the young adult fiction that I was reading from the general market. And I felt like stories are such a good vehicle for illustrating spiritual truth and for connecting with readers. And they are so impactful as well. And they can really stick with you. Mm-hmm. And especially as a teenager, when you're kind of vulnerable already, you kind of find yourself in the characters that you read about. And so I just really wanted to write stories that about characters that teenagers could find themselves in, but also characters that served as role models as well. And I just knew that it was more than just, you know, a hobby for me. It was something that I felt like God was calling me into as a way to spread his light, to spread his truth through books, and as a way to reach teenagers and to show them that they're not alone in, you know, whatever it is that they go through in life. And so really, that's why I continue to write to this day, because both fiction and nonfiction as well, because I just want teenagers to have that kind of hope and to just whet their appetite for a deeper relationship with God, and to show them that, you know, they're not alone in whatever it is that they're facing out there. And also that, you know, God is with them. God can help them through their issues, through their suffering, through their pain. Yeah, that's why I continue to write, and I'm just passionate about the writing ministry.
I love that so much, that you kind of create the picture that teens are not alone and that there's almost this team. It's not just when we die someday and go to heaven that we'd be surrounded by all of these people who are worshiping God and loving God. It can be now, and there's support in that, and there's love and care, and you can do this, you're not alone kind of thing from other teens, from reading fiction, and from God too. That's so important, and I'm really happy that God's put that on your heart, because it's needed.
It is, definitely.
Explain a little bit more, or do you have anything else to add about what important messages God has put on your heart?
Yeah, I just feel like God is calling me to encourage teenagers, first of all, to make the most of their youth by making the most of their time by pursuing a relationship with Him, and first and foremost. And as they do that, they'll begin to really discover their identity in Christ and embrace the unique way that He has created them. That way they're not striving to find their identity in the things of this world and searching the world to help them to understand who they are and to help them to cope. Instead, as they draw closer to Him, they have a better understanding as to who they are, and they'll begin to embrace the unique design, the unique way that He has created them, all for the purpose of fulfilling His kingdom and for furthering the body of Christ. And, you know, that's what specifically my last devotional journal, Love Your Selfie, that centered on was trying to encourage teenagers, you know, to pursue that relationship with God so that way they can really learn to love themselves, not so that they can, you know, be prideful and just focus on loving themselves and no one else, but instead to learn to love themselves so that way they can really step out and not be afraid to step out, not be afraid to use their unique gifts, not be afraid to speak out, because, you know, insecurity paralyzes us often. Mm-hmm. We're too ashamed of our own voice so that we don't speak and we don't, you know, reach out to people that we need to reach out to. And same with the gifts that He's given us. A lot of us are struggling with self-shame and comparison so much that we don't, you know, develop the potential that He's given us. And all of this isn't to glorify ourselves, but it's also that His kingdom can be spread and the gospel can continue to be shared. So that's why I just really feel like God is calling me to do that, to continue to encourage teenagers, not just to, you know, develop that relationship with Him, but to learn how to find their identity in Christ and nothing else. And that way they can begin that process of really stepping into their role in the body of Christ.
Really well said. I like how you even brought up that identity and that word identity, even what that means in Christ rather than in ourselves. It's just such a beautiful thing when we look at ourselves as we are the daughter of a king. We are the son of a king. And that new identity in Christ helps us actually look at the kingdom, that kingdom perspective then, instead of our own desires. So really well said. I love that. I love your heart for that. How can I be praying for you as well as listeners for your writing and your speaking ministries?
I would definitely appreciate prayers for the production of the Purple Moon movie. That's currently in the pre-production stages right now, and it is definitely a long process, and it's very challenging journey, and it's one that is requiring me to take, you know, steps of faith. And so I just would appreciate prayers that the entire journey just go according to God's will, and that we're able to raise the funds that we need for the project to get it off the ground. We're hoping to film next summer, but also just that, you know, the right teenagers are going to be ministered through this film, and that his light is going to shine through the project. Mm-hmm. And another thing too is because of COVID, I haven't had a lot of opportunities to really further my speaking ministry. And I feel mm-hmm. like now's more of an important time than ever that teenagers need to hear this hope, and they need to be encouraged to pursue God and pursue his will for their lives. And they need right. the hope and the reminder that, you know, there is a life after this COVID, and that, you know, God is still in control and he still has a plan and a purpose for their lives. And so I just would love to be able to have more of those speaking opportunities, even if it is virtual. So yeah, if you could just pray that the right doors open with that as well, that would be amazing.
Yes, that sounds good. And Tessa, I'd like to read a verse for you and pray for you. Then I'd also like you to join me in praying for teens. So I'll start and then you can finish. Does that sound okay?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Hebrews 11:6 in the New Living Translation. Listen in. So you see, it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that there is a God and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. Tessa, God's rewarded you with many blessings as you've sought him, and God is pleased with you. He's honored by your faith. He sees the struggles too, and even if there's no answer for those struggles here on earth, I just want to encourage you that there's rewards for those too someday. And Jesus is a healing God. He also provides what you need, and he desires to see you well and even just thriving in every way. So let me pray for you. Jesus, I pray for healing for Tessa, and maybe that's physically, but also just with personal struggles. With she expressed just this desire to the load of production for the film, not being able to speak as often. Those are big things, and we believe that you are a big God, and you want to help her with those. You see what she goes through, and thank you that you care for her. Give Tessa the heart to seek you in all these things and increase her dependence on you. Increase her desire for you. Bless her ministries, and I pray that her words to teens and young women would be timely words, that they'd be words from you, and that they would change lives and bring people closer to you. Thank you for Tessa's leadership spirit too. I just see that in her, that she would lay down her life in order for young people to hear about you. As we look to you as our Father God, you want to do an incredible work for your kingdom, not for ourselves, but for your kingdom, and that you even give us that new identity of seeing who we are in you, that we're so valuable. Thank you for that.
And Father, I just pray for every listener listening to this show, Father, that you will just meet with them, and that you will help them to be able to fall more in love with you and to understand who they are in Christ, and to understand that their identity is not found in anything of this world, that their identity is not found mm-hmm. in their accomplishments or in their followers on Instagram, or even their personality or their appearance or even their gifts, Father, but that you define our identity, and it's through the sacrifice that you paid on the cross that we are able to stand bold and stand tall and to stand strong, Father, and to really just be who you've called us to be, that we don't have to be ashamed of it. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid to speak out and to reach out and to use our gifts, Lord, in that instead you want us to be confident so that way we can do those things, so that way we can reach the lost, and so that we can reach the hurting, and so that your good news and the gospel continue to flourish in these last days. And I just pray for every listener and every teenager who is tuning in to this show, Father, that they will continue to know that they have a hope and that they have a purpose in you, Father, and mm-hmm. just stir up a desire within them to read your word and to spend daily time with you, Father. And I thank you for this time and this conversation together, and just thank you for continuing to bless this podcast and to bless all the listeners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Tessa, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate this.